Welcome to Sick's Stadium in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Pilots. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Jackie Hernandez. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Fiore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Spriggs. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ellie Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Nelson. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Roger Nelson. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The right fielder, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Marshall. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Mike Marshall. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spriggs. Harper reaches second base with a double. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pilots. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mincher. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Mincher steals second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins takes first base on ball four. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a line drive into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kennedy fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. the Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Marshall moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Marshall moves to third. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ellie Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is hit by the pitch. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson bunts towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Rodriguez moves to second. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Nelson. Hegan moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-1 in the game. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foy. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Foy steals second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-1 in the game. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Spriggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. Foy moves to third. Fiore moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 0 in the game. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Harper steals second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pilots 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 2 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy misplays the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Hernandez moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Foy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Keough moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 1, Pilots, 1. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fiore hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Fiore moves to second. Two outs. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Spriggs takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fiore moves to third. Spriggs moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Eli Rodriguez. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick now catching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards first. Fiore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Pilots 1. The Royals will come to bat. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson strikes out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marshall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-2 in the game. McNairtney strikes out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fiore scoops it up and throws to first, with Adair covering, for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Royals 1, and the Pilots 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-3 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Foy moves to second. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. George Spriggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spriggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spriggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy misplays the ball. That's an error on Kennedy. Foy scores. Fiore moves to third. It's 2-1, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick is walked intentionally. Adair moves to second. Roger Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Pilots 1. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-4 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0-for-4 in the game. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0-for-3 in the game. McNairtney bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Gosger moves to second. 1 out. Mike Ferraro pinch hits for John Kennedy. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro takes first base on ball 4. Jose Vidal pinch runs for Mike Ferraro. Steve Whitaker pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Steve Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Gosger moves to third. Vidal moves to second. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 2, and Seattle Pilots, 1. Goodbye from Six Stadium in Seattle.